Maybe you owned government class. Maybe you can name all the U.S. presidents. But do you know who's honored by President's Day? You could have asked Calvin Coolidge, but he might have been silent on the matter. Teddy Roosevelt might have walked softly around the subject, despite being a Rough Rider. Most Americans believe President's Day is about every president we've had, but that's kind of wrong, at least as far as its origin goes. President's Day was originally Washington's birthday, just Washington's, on February 22nd. It became a federal holiday in 1885, and as far as the U.S. government's concerned, it's still Washington's birthday, not President's Day. In 1968, Congress voted to switch it to the third Monday in February, giving government employees a three-day weekend. But even though Washington's birthday and Lincoln's birthday were only days apart, Congress refused to combine them into President's Day, though that's what many Americans do. So if you work for the government, you'll get a day off for Washington's birthday. If you don't, you may get a day off for President's Day. Those, after all, are the precedents.